Picking up at number five, two Lakeview residents were arrested in January following the execution of a search warrant at a Lakeview home. John Bogue and Kennedy Ford were taken into custody for probation violations stemming from previous convictions for burglary, theft, and ongoing criminal conduct, all felony counts. Bogue is currently serving his sentence at the Mount Pleasant Correctional Facility, while Ford is on probation in Iowa's 2nd Judicial District. Moving on to number four, a Carroll woman was arrested in November for allegedly fleeing from the scene of a motor vehicle accident and leading authorities on a high-speed pursuit. Then 18-year-old Kylie Jo Felix of Carroll reached speeds of nearly 100 miles per hour during the chase and caused over $1,500 in damage to a Carroll Police Department patrol vehicle as she was being arrested following the pursuit. She was booked on multiple charges, including two felonies, eluding at speeds 25 miles per hour or more over the limit, and second-degree criminal mischief. Her trial is currently scheduled to begin in February. At number three, a former IKM Manning teacher received the maximum prison sentence in March on multiple felony charges for sexual misconduct with students. A Carroll County District Court judge sentenced 24-year-old Cassidy Sue Krause to 33 years in prison to be served consecutively for one count of third-degree sexual abuse, two counts of lascivious acts with a child, those Class C felonies, and three counts of dissemination of obscene materials to minors, serious misdemeanors. Krause entered a plea agreement on January 11th, pleading guilty to all counts. Krause was charged for molesting two 13-year-old victims in May of 2022, performing sex acts with a 14-year-old victim between January 17th and January 31st of 2023, and sending obscene materials using Snapchat between January 2022 and May 2023. Krause was also ordered to pay several thousand dollars in victim restitution, along with the prison sentence. The earliest she could be released is in March of 2039. At number two, the Carroll Community School District issued a statement in April in response to some pushback concerning a new banner that was installed at the Carroll Athletic Stadium. The banner was fitted to the West Bleachers and read, "Home of the Carroll Tigers." In that written statement, school officials said, "The Carroll Tiger Booster Club recently purchased a banner to display at the stadium during our home athletic events. We are incredibly grateful to the Booster Club for this and their support of Carroll activities. A few community members have raised questions about the banner, concerning the fact that Kemper Catholic uses the Carroll Athletic Stadium as well. Please know that the banner is not permanent and will be taken down after Carroll Tigers events when Kemper Catholic is scheduled to host an event next in the stadium. We hope this clears up any confusion." And then I personally must admit, I was a bit surprised to see that this story landed in our listener top 10 countdown. And then you, our audience's top story of 2024, was in connection to a stabbing at a Carroll convenience store in January. According to Carroll Police Chief Brad Burke, first responders were dispatched to the Casey's in the 600 block of U.S. Highway 30 West at approximately 7:32 p.m. on a report of a fight in progress. Upon arrival, officers located one person who had been assaulted with a knife and two others with blunt force injuries. Several individuals were taken into custody on disorderly conduct charges. Most notably, 47-year-old Gene Wegg of Mechanicsville brandished a knife during the fight and used the blade to inflict head wounds on the victim. He also ended up being quite injured in that fight. Wegg eventually pled guilty to assault while displaying a dangerous weapon and aggravated misdemeanor and was sentenced to 2 years of probation. And that is going to be wrapping up your countdown of the listener's top stories of 2024. I'm Nathan Cohns reporting. Have a great 2025, everyone.